Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor. Again, always an honor to celebrate you, industrial hero. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate like nobody's business, and you're changing lives, and you're changing the world, and that's why the Industrial Talk Podcast is here. It is a complete and full celebration of you. Thank you very much for what you are doing in the hot seat today. Jennifer Abele, right? A-B-E-L-E. She is the Senior Executive Director of Strategic Partnership at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. We're talking education. We're talking about industrial education. We're talking about educating the, you know, the workforce of the future. Let's get a going. You know this podcast. You know the Industrial Talk platform is all about education, collaboration, and of course, the innovation component. But you can't get to innovation without the education. You can't get to innovation without the collaboration. And I'm telling you right now, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, that's what they're doing. They are committed. They are absolutely committed to bringing in the right talent to help businesses succeed, especially in this whole digital world, right? It makes my heart just sing because I know that they're really committed to that. And when we start talking about the Connected Systems Institute, which Jennifer and Mary Bunzel and all of those individuals out there at the Connected Systems Institute, they are leading the charge at being able to do that. And without a doubt, this whole digital transformation journey, this whole thing that we're going through right now is fast. It's exciting. It is makes for an incredible career, makes for a bright future. And the Connected Systems Institute, Jennifer, and all of the things that they're doing at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, it's a beautiful thing because they're dedicated to that education. They collaborate. Jeez, we did one on Rockwell automation, right? And they innovate. And it changes all the time. However, they're at the cutting edge. That's what they're doing. All right, let's get on with the interview. Jennifer Abele, that's A-B-E-L-E, Senior Executive Director, Strategic Partnerships at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She's got a mad stat card out there on LinkedIn. Reach out to her. Do not be frightened or, she wants to reach out to you. And you've got to be a part of this whole journey that they're talking about. And I'm telling you, I am absolutely passionate about what they're doing out there. So let's get on with the interview. Here is Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor and happy new year to you.
Thanks, Scott. Happy new year. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, it's sort of funny because I'm sitting there and I'm going, I got to get my act together and get going in 2021. It's hard to be off for such a long time because I was, you know, people are. It is sort of COVID-ish. And it was funny because I'm trying to get back into it. So feel the energy, doggone it, Jennifer. For the listeners out there.
I feel the energy. I feel refreshed. I'm ready for 2021. Let's take this on.
Let's make it happen, Captain. All right. For the listeners out there, let's give us a little 411 on who Jennifer is, and then we're going to venture into a conversation about education.
So listeners, nice to be here today. I'm Jennifer Abele. I'm the Senior Executive Director of Strategic Partnerships at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. In that role, I oversee corporate engagement and a number of our campus-wide initiatives that are future-focused, industry-informed. We're aiming to bring digital skills and technology into education. Part of the reason that I'm here today is to talk about the Connected Systems Institute, which is one of the initiatives I oversee, along with Mary Bunzel, our executive director, who came to us from Intel, fabulous leader in industry.
She's a sweetie.
She is a sweetie, isn't she? We're so lucky. We're so lucky to make that snag.
If somebody came to me and she goes, that Mary, she's really irritating. Ball face liar. Mary is never irritating. She is just a nice person all around.
She is, and spirited too, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, she is. I love it. Now, when you start talking about engagement, just sort of for everybody, you're talking about what does that mean from that university? What do you mean by engagement?
Sure. When I think about our external partners, I think about research and innovation, how we can bring new thought leadership to our community, to our nation. I think about the talent pipeline, how we can bring the talent and the right types of talent to our industry sector and our employers. And then I think about community engagement. How can the work we do better our community and advance our community goals? So that's how I think about engagement in those three buckets.
And for me personally, I'm very into, and we've had this conversation, big into education, especially now. And I know that CSI is commuted. And once again, CSI listeners, sorry about that. Connected Systems with an S. Institute. We just compress it to CSI. Don't go down the other road, but that's CSI. And they're focused in on, of course, innovation and technology and being able to deploy that in a real life environment. What I see is change, and what I hear you telling me is that universities have to focus in on more of that. It just seems like it's a different approach. Am I wrong? Am I off on that?
No, you're right. I mean, right now we have to convert a lot of our curriculum into more of these digital skills and tech-enabled skills. That's the economy of today, especially what we've seen over the last year and how quickly that has progressed. So the Connected Systems Institute is focused on how do we advance that in the manufacturing space and in the industrial space.
So why is this important? Why is CSI important? Not just from the community perspective, but just why is it important?
Well, it's important to our manufacturers because probably 3/4 of our manufacturers haven't taken any steps towards transformation.
Did you say 3/4?
3/4.
And you guys are up in that area. You guys are manufacturing powerhouses in the United States. 3/4.
Yeah. 3/4 of manufacturers, haven't taken meaningful steps towards a digital transformation. And that's going to be a problem if they want to compete in today's economy. This is especially prevalent in small and medium manufacturers. So what we're trying to do with the Connected Systems Institute is create a series of educational tools and platforms that will help our manufacturers move towards this space and know how to do it and what the return on their investment will be if they do.
What's the pushback? Now I've been in this for a long time and I've listened to all the technology and all the benefits and all the great stuff and the fluff and I've seen it all. And I'm a big, I'm a big advocate. I love it. Why is there such a reluctance?
Well, it's new, it's hard, it's expensive. They may not have the talent that they need to implement it. So there's a lot of different things that converge to make it challenging.
But to your point, and I agree with you 100%. If you're not in this digital transformation mindset as a business owner, manufacturer, whatever you might be, you're going to be left out. You're going to have a steep learning curve. You're going to have that aha moment, whatever, 2 years down the road and your competition has already been in. And then you'll realize I've got to get into it. And that's a steep curve. Mm-hmm. You just got to get going.
And who better to lead the way than Milwaukee? I mean, our old slogan here was Milwaukee feeds and supplies the world. I mean, we are one of the, original headquarters of manufacturing in the United States. We have major leading manufacturers here who are leading the way on new technologies in this space. So we think that we're really well positioned with all of our employer connections and manufacturer connections to move this forward.
It's a rich history. I love that area. Of course, I haven't been there. One of these days I'm going to go. I think I've been there long. It was a long time ago, but I'm always on the internet and I'm always learning. And there's some great, great stories about that whole area. I mean, it's cool history.
It is cool.
So the reality is that we've got to educate. We've got to create a more educated workforce. And in that area, that's great. And you got to do it. And you got to have the ability to be able to do it. And I think that CSI and, of course, the strategic partners have developed a really good institute to be able to train this. Hands-on, it's important to be able to do this because this is hands-on stuff, right?
It is hands-on, and that's why one of the major pieces of this institute is a state-of-the-art facility with test beds that will enable both faculty and student researchers as well as industry professionals to come and learn about different facets of industrial IoT.
Yeah.
So that could include anything from, you know, sensors to reliability to cybersecurity, machine learning. All of those things will be present.
See, and you need to. And gone are the days. And listen to me, listeners. Listen to me, listeners. Is that industry, manufacturing, all of that stuff is it's cool technology. You got to sort of throw away that mindset that it's dirty and it's old and it's no. What's happening today in industry, in manufacturing, Industry 4.0 is really, really cool stuff. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. But the challenge is it's the speed at which it goes. It's like, you know, yesterday we're at version 1, today we're at version 10 because it's so easy to go that fast. How is University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee planning on keeping up with that speed? And it's that fast.
Right. It's that fast. And I think that's really where our industry partnerships are so critical. I mean, we are partnered with some of the top tier tech companies in the United States, including Microsoft, PTC, Rockwell Automation. You know, these are companies who are on the cutting edge of advancements in the technologies that are necessary to transform manufacturing processes. And so having those partners at the table really helps us stay on the cutting edge. So we have a situation where our faculty and students are learning from them. They're learning from our faculty and students. So there's a really nice bi-directional exchange of knowledge.
So a side note, I had an opportunity to interview a gentleman with Rockwell Automation.
Was that it my man, Michael Cook?
Yeah. There's a lot of passion there. They just love what they do. And it's cool stuff. Yeah, I think there's an education that has to happen from the perspective of, hey, that's old stuff. Now, if you can get the 3/4 of your manufacturing to jump on board, and I guarantee you it's going to happen.
It will.
With that said, that's an interesting challenge. What are you doing from a university's perspective to get that message out and saying, you company, and you're not going down, you need to be a part of this. What's that message?
Well, I mean, the CSI is our platform for that. And really, we're starting with putting together some great educational programming around digital manufacturing specializations. And then building on that to some of the more specialized domains like OT, cybersecurity, and, you know, machine learning as it relates to manufacturing processes. So I think, you know, as we start to market some of these educational offerings and bring in more and more members, which we're starting to grow our membership base, that's going to be the way that the message gets out.
Agree. You just got to dip your toes in it. You got to be engaged. There's mm-hmm. no other way of being able to get around that. And then you got, I'm out on their website, by the way, guys. And it's a pretty doggone cool website. Go to the partners tab, and boy, you can see, yeah.
There's a sweet video on there of some elements of our facility. And when you talk about, you know, cutting edge, we've got some really cool robots. I mean, you probably know robots can be really sexy. These robots are really cool. And the facility is located, it happens to be like right smack in the middle of campus where all the students walk by to go get their lunch and go to the library. And so you see that, you know, when there are students on campus right now, you see them all gawking in the windows, checking out these robots moving around. It's a fun thing.
But are they dancing? They dance in their own way.
Yeah.
Did you see the videos out there from Boston?
No, they're not those kind of robots. This is more like the electric slide.
But it is. It's damn cool. It is.
Yeah, it is cool.
Mary was very fortunate to take me through a sort of a virtual tour of the facility. And you're absolutely right. I kudos to your team and others at the university, because you did do a great job creating the windows. And it is, it's like sort of Willy Wonka-ish. And you can sort of sit there and see how things are made and moved and pushed around. I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that you guys have these little offshoots. You can sit around and you can sit there and really become innovative in your conversation too.
Yeah.
Where do you see it going?
Well, I mean, the nice thing about it is that it connects well with some of the other initiatives that we're doing on campus, like around our data science, our Northwestern Mutual Data Science Institute, some of our advancements in freshwater studies, and our advancements in online e-learning and short modularized courses. So when you connect all these things together, it puts UW-Milwaukee and the CSI really at the center of digital transformation. I think, you know, we're starting to see some growth on our corporate membership. So, you know, in addition to some of the companies I already mentioned, we also have We Energies, you know, major regional utility, Cisco, A.O. Smith, Ansys, Dell, PTC, Fortinet. So big companies who are coming to the table on this. And I think as we continue to grow those partnerships, and they sort of weave all their products together because they all work together to create the stacked platform that is necessary. You know, I think we're going to just continue to see more people come on board as they see the value of this.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the three-quarter of the manufacturers that are not doing this, you have to go through CSI. I mean, there's just so much that can be achieved, so much innovation that can be achieved. And I don't know how anybody, without going through like a CSI, be able to even manage that. I mean, my ears bleed when, you know, I'm not that sharp. So you need an institution like that. That's important.
You do. And, you know, when we interviewed Mary last year, you know, one of the things that she talked about is setting it up almost like an auto body shop where you can pull in, you can kind of get everything fixed and tuned up, you know, get the insights you need for your maintenance plan and advance, you know, improvement plan. And that's what our manufacturers need. You know, they need a helping hand to figure out how to do this. And then some of our other manufacturers want to do research and innovation and come up with the next new super cool product. And, you know, we have the ability to do that too, along with our faculty experts.
The bottom line, you need this place. Yeah. Even if I'm if I put my manufacturing hat and I've got a little manufacturing whatever business, and I want to tip my toes into the digital transformation world, this would be a great place to start. And I don't have to be, you know, big bang-ish. I don't have to say I gotta redesign everything. I can sit there and say, as simple as like an IoT device on this particular asset, you know, and it's like I'll try that. You can do that. Yeah. And it's all workable and be able to prove that out.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of these are tech companies. They're the enablers, right? They're providing the technologies that the manufacturers are going to need to make these advancements. And, you know, I think, you know, those tech companies are in working together are going to help manufacturers figure out what some of those tools are that they need. Mm-hmm. And getting involved now is important, because if you're getting involved now, you're helping us shape what this looks like and helping us shape
huge,
you know, to meet your needs. And we've really been very purposeful in building it with our manufacturers and tech partners at the table so that we're doing it right. You know, we're not trying to take, you know, what some academics might do and say, this is what you need, this is what you have to do. We're trying to engage our industry partners so that we're developing things that they actually need.
See, that's real important. And that is part of that messaging that has to get out there. You don't have to be spoon-fed something. You can just say, hey, I've got this challenge. I'd love to be able to have this insight and then be able to have a conversation with people that are somewhat agnostic to technology and they just want to help and say, here's a solution. Here's a possible option. Your decision. We're here to help. And I love that. And that's an important, because it could be a nerve-wracking. You're asking somebody that's been doing something for how many years? okay, it's time to change.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, a lot of universities don't engage with industry the way that UW-Milwaukee does. You know, we're really intentional about it. Like, we create industry advisory councils around most of our initiatives. We want to make sure that our employer partners are at the table so that the stuff that we're spending money on and investing and creating is something that actually can help in the end. Because, we want to be useful.
See, and I love that. It's not one size fits all type of, especially today in this whole digital world. It's not one size fits all. I've got a unique challenge. I've got a unique experience, and I need, and yeah, it sounds sort of customizable, but it's the reality of just business in general. I love that. And I love the ability that you have an open door passion to hear what people have to say.
And we can do customizable training too, which is kind of cool. So if a company comes to us and says, you know, we really just need to get, you know, 50 people up to speed on, you know, this specific facet of machine learning, you know, we can create a course for them. So we have the flexibility to do things like that.
Jennifer, I'm trying to shoot holes in your value proposition, but clearly there are no holes in your value.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm really am, listeners. I'm trying to blow holes in this, but it's virtually impossible. All right. So let's say I'm excited about that. What do I need to do? What do I need to do to contact and get this ball rolling and just dip my toes in it? What do I need to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, the best first step would be to go to our website. It's, CSI or uwm.edu/CSI and contact Mary Bunzel, our executive director. She'll hook you up and get you headed in the right direction. She's really an expert in this area.
Yeah.
You know, my expertise is in connecting our industry partners and bringing different partners to the table, making sure that it's connected with everything else that's happening in our institution. Yeah. But Mary is the subject matter expert here.
She is. And listeners, I will have all of the contact information, if even Mary's email, because I can, because I have a platform to do it. So I'm going to make sure that happens. But really, just right off the bat, I'm out on the internet, the World Wide Web, folks, and I am looking at, and I can look at that. Go to connections, contact. Look at Mary Bunzel. All the information is out there. Okay, so listeners, no excuse. If any of this conversation makes sense and the value proposition makes sense, you need to contact these people. All right, Jennifer, you got to wrap it up.
All right, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, can they get in contact? Can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they sure can. They can contact me.
I'll have that contact information also out on industrialtalk.com. You are absolutely fun.
Thanks, Scott. So are you.
Yeah.
We're a good match.
Da, 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 da. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Do not go away, because I will know that if you go away, I'm going to be upset. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Her name is Jennifer Abley. Go out to her LinkedIn stat card. And if you're going to have a hard time finding her, I don't think you will right off the bat. Just, put a little comma after that last name. University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Definitely reach out to her. You will not be disappointed. They're doing great things at that university with the Connected Systems Institute. All exciting. They are changing people's lives as well as the world, and they're committed to that. And they've got an incredible strategic partnership to show off. Now, again, I'm going to challenge you in 2021 to be able to reach out to people who are bold and brave and dare greatly. Jennifer, bold, brave, dare greatly, big time. Mary Bunzel, bold, brave, daring greatly all the time. Reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. They will challenge you to be better people, better professionals. They will challenge you to educate. All right, enough with the lecture. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner, so stay tuned.